This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Hey, are you on your mobile phone right now while we're doing the podcast intro?
Can I not multitask?
Well, no, because we've got to be 100% focused here right now.
Fine, I've locked it. I'm putting it down. Mobile phone is down.
It's been a busy week, right?
It has been busy because we've had two birthdays. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to us.
It doesn't get any better anytime we sing that.
And if you want the prototype for how to prank your wife, I hope that I have nailed it. I have been sleeping on the couch, but I felt like it landed pretty well.
I'd like to just point out babies and puppies. Just two throwaway words that need to be mentioned at this point. And of course, we do have the usual frivolity that is your Hope Brekkie Show.
Okay, let's do this. Ready?
Okay. Three, two, one.
Breakfast is ready.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Laura Bennett, happy birthday to you.
Are you trying to make up for Saturday? Well, really the whole of last week when you forgot to mention at all that it was my birthday coming up.
Wow, you're really, really taking this like a champion, aren't you?
It's yours on Wednesday and I know that, and we've declared that this will be birthday week. I respect that.
Let the festivities begin in an effort to make it up to you, Laura. I will bring you something for breakfast tomorrow.
Don't you worry. I'm not really that sour, but I notice in the back of my mind that you've timed this perfectly so that I'll remember it's yours and have a birthday present for you.
I might be playing a game here. Yes.
Oh, Canada.
Great land.
You know, I think they've got a new tactic, though, because going to political meetings, rallies, etc., unless you're truly invested and interested in your party, you're really only there for, like, the free Arnott Spickies, okay? But in Canada, some of the diplomats...
There's probably more reasons to be there.
Oh, maybe, If, you know, you genuinely want to participate in an egalitarian democracy, da-da-da-da-da.
All that, okay.
Totally. Okay, so in Canada...
Put that to the side. On with the story.
They have banned diplomats from using life-size Justin Trudeau cutouts at events because
you have crossed the line, Canada.
I know.
Too far.
Uh-huh. Because one of the draw cards that they were using to get people to come to the event was, hey, get a selfie with Justin Trudeau, but little asterisk down the bottom, it's a life-size cutout, not the real deal. And his office had said, no more. You could not use my cutout to get people to come.
This is unbelievable. There's a lot that I love about Canada.
Yeah.
The noble beaver as its national emblem.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup is incredible. Mm. Poutine, if you haven't had poutine, is brilliant.
What is that? Is that a drink?
No, it's chips, hot chips with brown gravy and cheese curd.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? My sister went to Canada and she brought, I don't know if you can only get this in Canada or other places, crisps, like salt chips, crinkle cut, dipped in chocolate, covered in chocolate.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic.
So good.
But here's the thing. You have a rock star leader in JT.
Yes.
He's the new JT.
He is.
It's not like anyone here is getting Malcolm Turnbull cutouts and rocking up to parties as a selling point. And you want to shut that down, JT? You need to keep that going and ride that train as long as possible. I think they've made a terrible mistake.
It's a travesty. Global travesty. It's the truth. Oh. Sometimes you do believe just paycheck to paycheck. I think that is the majority of us. And one of the bills that is just not fair, ladies, that we have to pay more for than dudes is haircuts, okay? 1-300-40-2020. How much are you paying for yours? Because yesterday, Duncan, the conversation came up about your facial hair. You were clean shaven at the moment. A little bit of stubble coming out. I think you could do the beard. But your whole clean look seems to be way cheaper than I think it should be.
Yeah, so listen, I've got a great relationship with he's a Persian barber and he does an incredible job. I go in, haircut, $23. I want a shave, that goes all the way to $40. Mm. If I reckon, because I've seen the price list, if I do a shave, a haircut, a wash, and a colour, it's going to set me back right around $100.
It's not fair, okay?
What?
Because
what's wrong
I don't,
with that?
Well, I don't get my hair coloured. I go in, get it washed, cut. They dry it off for me.
How
that
much?
Minimum is like $75, averages at least like $85, $90, which I could get. I'm sure I could go to
Do
one
they
of the little.
Serve you a meal or something?
You get a tea with a little bicky on the side. Like you could get probably a $25 haircut. I think the last time I did, though, I was in primary school and it didn't matter what condition my hair came out
in. But there's guys going into the barber shop where I go with hair as long as yours and they pay $23.
Okay, I've actually got a new approach.
Okay.
What if I go into a barber in disguise, like get one of the glasses, the nose, the mustache, just pretend to be a boy and they'll do me a chin haircut.
My name is Lawrence Bennett and I'm here for a haircut.
1-300-40-2020, how much you paying? Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, how are you going?
Very well. So what does it cost you to get a haircut?
My wife cuts my hair for free so that she can spend the money on her own hair.
That's a good technique.
So, Tim, I used to do this. So I've got a couple of clippers and I used to just go a two all over, but then I wanted to fancy it up. Is this like a proper, legitimate, short back and sides fancy haircut?
No, number two.
Number two all over.
I feel like that's the standard when the wife cuts the hair. It's number two all over.
Deanne, yours has stepped up a little bit. What's the cost for you?
Mine is $55.
Now, does that include like a blow dry and a wash?
Blow dry, wash, haircut, colour.
And colour, oh my gosh. Are you happy with the kind of end result? Because that sounds like very a sweet happy. Deal.
Very happy, very happy. Always a great job.
Thank you, Deanne. Nice. I feel like if I added colour, on like the one time that I gave it a bit of an experiment, it was nearly, no one listened to this, $200.
That's a lot of money.
Which is a lot. For a little person like me.
I would say for $200, I'd want some scintillating conversation for that kind of money.
Like there needs to be glitter. Yeah. Good morning, Vanessa. What are you paying for your haircut?
Well, last time I went to the hairdressers, I took my kids to the barber and I thought, well, I might as well get my haircut too. So he did it for $20 and all up I paid $50 for the three of us.
Whoa.
That's brilliant.
Loved it.
Now, Vanessa, did he give you a short back and sides? I mean, did he give you an appropriate haircut?
I went from, you know, my hair down past my shoulders to pretty much a short back and sides. I took it all off.
I love it.
When you go to the bathroom, that is a private affair. No one should be knocking on the door at home.
My fortress of solitude. Yes. I don't want to hear what's going on in your life. It could be apocalypse outside.
Yep.
Wait until I finish.
Just wait 5 minutes.
That's
and even in a shopping mall, no interruptions. You want like a safe private space where...
You do. Sometimes you don't get it.
You don't.
But you want that.
In Beijing at their Temple of Heaven tourist attraction, okay? So now they have resorted to face recognition scanners because people keep stealing the toilet paper.
Oh,
so when you go
worst.
In, yeah. your face is going to be photographed. Beep. You get your 60 centimetres of toilet paper. So he's hoping you didn't eat bad food before you went in and you need to come back for more. Because if your same face is detected within 9 minutes, the dispenser will deny you a second feed of toilet paper.
No, you better be a folder, not a scruncher, right?
No, I think so. I thought 60 centimetres should be enough.
That seems like a bunch of toilet paper. Here's the thing, though, is that my problem is when you go into a public restroom, the key is to be like a ninja. Honestly, if I could levitate in and not touch anything and then levitate, it would be so great. But you have to touch as few things as possible. But you're saying I've got to go to a public restroom and put my face, in a device for it to read in a public
if
restroom.
If you smoosh your face against the toilet paper dispenser, I think you've got more problems. The world has made a mistake, guys.
Yep. Fallen short. And, you know, we're not afraid here at Hopeland to call you out, world.
No, world. You world.
Yes.
Lazy Susans, okay? The Chinese restaurants have pretty much dominated the market.
They're amazing, right? You're in there, you're eating dim sums to your heart content, but you really want the thing on the other side that you dip it in.
And they just go,
whip it around. You just swirl it in and there it is.
Yeah, if you don't know what a Lazy Susan is, the spinning thing in the middle of the table.
Amazing.
Helps you read what's on the other side.
Incredible invention.
Why have we not incorporated these more broadly? Like, I would love a Lazy Susan at home. Instead of saying, hey, can you pass the tomato sauce, hey, the butter, just spin the Lazy Susan.
We need some suggestions to broaden because, in fairness, the Lazy Susan should not ever have been a niche market.
Yeah, no.
Where else could you use the Lazy Susan? 1-300-40-2020.
Morning, Sarah. Where would you like to use a Lazy Susan?
I'd put it in a pantry up the back in the corner so I can get things out of it instead of having to use a step and then going in the cupboard and then hitting my head.
Yes.
Sarah, you're a genius. It's hard to get into those corner cabinets. We could call it Pantry Susan.
Yes. I'd also like to know why it's called Lazy Susan, actually.
She's not lazy at all. She's doing all the legwork for us.
Morning, Adam. You've already got a Lazy Susan in use. What is it for?
Yeah, we use it for board games. You just turn it around when it's your game of Scrabble and your turn and hello, it's your turn and it's facing your... the way you want it to face.
That is genius.
Adam, that's genius. But you couldn't use it for Monopoly because I'd just spin it and take whoever had the most money.
Wipe everyone's houses off the streets. Cheeky. Good morning, Judith. You seem to have an answer for why it's called Lazy Susan.
Oh, we do. We call it something else. Don't know what we call it.
We call it a working Susan.
Oh, it is a working Susan.
She is. She's a busy lady, isn't she?
She is. She does all the work. And what do we use it for?
Tacos.
Oh, taco. So do you put one taco on one end and then spin it around and get all the toppings?
I wish. No, we put all the toppings in the middle, and that way everyone can just turn it to get their toppings.
Best
that
idea,
is
Judith.
Genius.
See, there is a bigger market that needs to be using them.
Yeah, when Susans, when lazy Susans or busy Susans or pantry Susans come in, you heard it first here on Hopeland.
Mr. Robinson,
yep.
This is for you.
Thanks. So it happened over the weekend, and I really needed some sad strings to go along with this. I'm glad you indulged me. I was up visiting my mum, and it was an emotional time because what she did for me was something that she hadn't done for a number of years.
How old were you when she last did this?
Probably just before I moved out, 22.
Okay.
That kind of gives you an idea of how long I stayed at home for, I'm sorry. And so she bought me a new shirt.
She didn't.
And I really loved it. And it reminded me of the time that Mum used to buy me clothes.
Would she wash them too?
She would. She did actually do my washing I was up there that weekend.
Are you missing having parents just do everything for you?
Yes, I am. It just reminded me that she bought me this incredible gift and I was like, wow, this is amazing.
And you know what I miss? Getting home after school.
Yeah.
Mum would be there at about 4 o'clock. She'd open the door. Welcome home, Lozzie. And then I'd go upstairs and there would be afternoon tea ready to go.
That's
Bring
incredible.
It back.
A couple of texts came in on our text line. So Amanda wrote and she said, I really miss my mum taking me shopping. I haven't had a wardrobe update since I got hitched. I also miss my dad paying car, rego and tolls. Adulting can be so hard.
Pretty much we just like our parents paying for things for us. Good morning, Emma. What is it that you would love your parents to keep doing?
Doing my room and cleaning it.
Hang on.
You sound young.
How old are you, Emma? And you already take responsibility for dusting and cleaning your room.
Yes.
Now, Emma, when you clean your room, do you vacuum clean behind or under the bed?
Yeah.
Wow.
And do you put all your dirty clothes in the laundry basket?
Yeah.
Wow. Emma, you're like onto it. No wonder Mum and Dad don't do it anymore.
Very impressive.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Such a memorable 37th birthday.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I've gotten any better at singing that to you throughout the morning.
Birthday.
But, okay, you did say that you're turning 37. You are mature. You are wise. You're a father of two. And look, I think that life is just going to get better and better for you, okay? Best is yet to come,
man,
right?
You're making a ham sandwich right now, aren't you?
Excuse me. I'm speaking truth. But
just
I think
high-fiving unicorns and riding on rainbows, aren't you, right?
That's more
now?
Your style, isn't it?
Thought food. Thought food. Thought food.
Thoughts.
Oh, yes, it is Thursday. And it's time for us to reflect on the big and deep issues of life.
Look, I mean, it's been a busy morning. I don't know that these issues are going to be, like, so huge.
Well,
but they're, I mean, they're important.
The profundity of my thoughtful thought for today is maybe not what it has been in past weeks.
Yeah.
But I still thought when I thought it, wow, this is a deep thought.
Gosh, if you think like that, it must be very deep. Do continue.
The opposite of firefly is waterfall.
Firefly, waterfall, no. No, I see that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if mine's going to really come close to being as quite as profound as yours, but I had this realization. No, I wasn't in an aquarium. But get this. Fish don't know that they're wet.
Oh, yeah.
Do they ever think it's a little bit damp in here? Do they ever think, oh, I could really use a towel? No, I don't think so.
Well, you know what? On your point,
yes.
I actually wonder if fish go, like, have they ever have a moment where they're like, oh, gosh, it's a bit dry in here. Oh, man, I'm feeling a bit parched. Like, have they ever had that moment?
I just don't know. I've never read their mind. And they change it every 3 seconds.
Because when you go out and it's muggy, you go, oh, it's a bit sticky and wet out here. Mm. I wonder if they go, it's a bit chafing and dry in here.
And here we thought this morning's thoughtful thoughts weren't going to be profound.
Hey, listen, Tim just came up on the text line. He had a thoughtful thought.
Oh, okay.
He wonders if fish get thirsty.
Oh, the conundrums that we have on a Thursday morning. So our dishwasher broke about a week ago, which, you know, let's just get real. Not every household needs a dishwasher. It's a luxury, but we've just gotten used to it being there.
Yeah.
So now that it's back to the general old school way of washing up, water, dishes,
hands, elbow
feet
grease,
are true. Like, what are
out.
These gloves?
Yeah.
We've started to realise the little things that used to annoy us, but we just haven't had to deal with in a while. Like, for instance, my process is that the dishes get stacked on the bench beside the actual sink.
Yep.
You got your knives and cutlery closest to the sink. Then you get your cups and your sort of nominal items middle. And then your big plates and then your fry pans, etc., are the far right.
You wash the dirtiest last,
yeah, they're last,
and the cleanest
first. Exactly. So
totally.
There's like a stacking process, yep, and a wash process.
Absolutely.
But at the moment, everything's just blah, 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 like lumped in together.
It's just free range, free love at your place. It's all wrong.
Part of me that's OCD, yep, not handling.
No, I understand that. Listen, my pet peeve,
okay,
you make a cup of tea, hmm, and you have a tea bag at the end of that cup of tea,
yes,
okay? It doesn't go on the edge of the sink, in the sink, next to the drain of the sink. It goes straight in the bin. It's not hot enough to melt the plastic in the bin.
No.
You put it straight in the bin.
It's not, but I think part of the reason people do that is because you want to go for a second dunk later. Like, who? Because I'm a weak tea drinker if ever I have tea. So you leave it there for the second dunk.
No one is coming back for another dunk of a half-used tea bag on the edge of a sink. No one thinks that when they go, they're just going to get a fresh tea bag.
You're feisty.
Straight in the bin. And you know the other thing?
Yes.
While I'm at it.
Okay.
If you finish with a teaspoon, just rinse it off. And put it back in the drawer.
They
don't even get dirty.
No, there's not such thing as a dirty teaspoon because they literally just got water on them and then whoop and then it's gone when you pull it out of the cup.
1-300-40-2020. We're opening a bag right now, Hopeland. Yeah. What's your pet peeve?
Yeah, household pet peeves. You can also jump on the text line 0448-40-2020. Oh, another one, when people don't wind up the vacuum cleaner cord. Oh,
okay, Laura, can you just for a second put up the umbrella of truth right now?
Yes,
because
I've
got
it for you.
I want to create a safe space, a friendly space. We're not judging right now.
Hello, Wendy. What is it for you?
Well, I've got a house full of two teenage boys and a husband, and they all seem to think by leaving one or two squares on the roll's not finished and they don't have to change it.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah, Wendy, that is inappropriate toilet paper usage.
How often are they doing this? Is it like every time the roll's near empty?
Yes, every time.
Oh.
I don't understand how it always seems to be me that finds it.
Totally. You know what, Wendy? I mean, with two teenage boys and a man in that household, I understand that you probably have shares in toilet paper companies because you're going through truckloads.
Absolutely. Now, I'm talking, these boys have been able to do their washing from age 14. They're not useless boys, and yet there just seems to be something about the toilet roll that they will not do.
We've got to be explicit sometimes with teenage boys. Maybe you haven't run them through the process of changing over a toilet roll. Have you sat them down and step by step?
I have, and I've even told them whether it's the paper roll fit out or in, so that's the right way round on the roll and everything.
Yeah.
Wendy, you sound like you're doing a really good job with them. I hope that they listen at some point soon, hey?
It's a safe space. The umbrella of truth is up.
Yep, it's here for you.
We're humble. No judgment, but the key for reconciliation is to identify the problem, highlight it, so that we might restore relationship.
We've touched on something on the text line 0448-40-2020. Rosalyn, household pet peeve, yes, it happens like every week. She's the only one on garbage duty.
Yeah.
The dog's in charge of opening the doors and gates. That's a pretty clever dog.
Yeah.
Finding keys, they're working on bringing in the shopping. The cat is on vermin duty, yes, but come Thursday night, it is Rosalyn for the bins yet again.
Well, and you end up playing trash Jenga at home, do you know? Like, you finish that apple core and you think somehow you can put it on Mount Trash and maybe the bin lid doesn't close, but someone else is going to get to that.
Oh,
not
Chris
right.
says that they always know when their mum is staying because there's a saucer next to the jug with a used tea bag on it. Her mum grew up during the war, so okay, fair enough, when you had to make a tea bag last a week. So some habits just don't die. You know, I'm still thinking about Wendy's one with the toilet paper rolls that don't get changed when there's 2 to 3 sheets left because no names mentioned.
Yeah.
But even in this workplace, what I've seen happen, the new roll is placed on top of the empty one, okay? So you've had to unwrap the individually wrapped toilet roll. You've set it on top of the empty one. All you needed to do was go joink, 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 and your new roll is on there. I don't understand.
That's 3 joinks.
Yeah.
If we work it out, joink, 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 that's about 2.5 seconds. You're telling me that you are so busy at life, you don't have 3 joinks to change the toilet paper rolls over?
It's all you need. 3 joinks and you're done.
Chris got a friend in me.
Yeah.
You got a friend.
Songs about friendship. Love them.
Don't kids, though, befriend the weirdest things sometimes?
Totally. I've admitted that I had a pet rock that my bedside table, the bottom drawer.
It had Stony.
A little nestled bed in there for it to sleep in. But on, okay, 1-300-40-2020, what has your kid befriended that was a little bit unusual? Because on Facebook, friend of ours in Melbourne, friend of the show, there was a picture of her little girl. She's got to be about 3-4 years old. She was cuddling up to a bottle of apple cider vinegar, okay, which is one of those health drinks that you can sometimes have some of. Teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, meant to be really good for you, but not normally the thing you would see a bub cuddling up to on a couch.
It did make sense because that apple cider vinegar did include the mother.
What's so the mother?
It's that little, I don't know, that fibrous, wispy?
Oh, the fibrous stuff inside. Yeah. Okay.
But 1-300-40-2020, what weird and an unusual thing did your kid befriend?
You've got Max and Ruby. Surely they've befriended weird
things. So here's the crazy thing. There is a basket of rocks in our household. And I'm not talking 10 rocks.
Yeah.
There's 50 rocks in this thing. But Max has a particular favourite rock.
Mm.
And it went missing for a season.
Mm.
And he was very distraught.
Mm.
And I actually said to him, Max, it's just a rock. And that made matters so much. He must have been from your kin because he had a big attachment to that rock.
What's with kids and rocks? We just seem to like them. Hey, 1-300-40-2020. What unusual thing has your kid befriended? Good morning, Lee. What is it that your son befriended?
He was also, I can identify with Max, with the Stones. Another thing he had was Slaters. He would call them his best friends.
Really?
He never tried to take him away from Slaters. But one Stone he loved so much and he desperately didn't want to be separated from, he decided to store it in his nose.
No. Did that mean a trip to the doctor?
It certainly did.
Oh my goodness.
I think that fixed the Stone fetish.
Yeah, wow. Not okay. No. It's like a briefcase in your face. Just put things in there that you need for the day.
Igneous McStone face. He's a mean customer.
Hello, Beck. Was it your daughter? Oh, no, your son. Sorry. What did your son fall in love with?
Hi, it was my son last Christmas. He's one. We bought him a smart track. When he unwrapped it, he fell in love with the little girl on the box and was more interested with the little girl than the actual smart track.
Oh, man, Beck, that is so... How many times do you get your kid a present and it's the box that's more entertaining than the present?
Yep, definitely. He sat with it. He was very disappointed when I had to put it away.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how long did you keep it before it went in the recycle?
I still kept the box, but definitely a good couple of weeks of him sitting and playing with his toys and the little girl on the box.
That's
amazing.
Oh, guys, I've got another reason to bring up Adele, okay?
Yeah.
Are you all right with that?
Okay.
You just looked at me with this blank face. Like,
I thought
Adele
the
who?
Tour was over, but I know that the dream lives on in your heart. So go ahead. What do we got going on?
A little bit. So if you missed the Sydney show, understandable. Lots of people did, okay?
Yeah.
She, I don't know if she's condoned this, but it's happening with her permission or not. On eBay at the moment, there is a fan who has got like a Ziploc bag and swooshed it through the air and collected some air from the event, zipped it up and listed it. You can buy air from Adele's first show in Sydney.
Oh, wow. Now, I think he's come close to the mark.
Okay.
But I think there's actually a market that Adele has missed. Maybe a lot of rock stars has missed.
Mm.
And he's on it, but he's on it the wrong way.
Okay.
So Adele airbags, I think, is a great initiative. But not a bag of air from a concert. What they need to do is in modern cars have Adele airbags installed. Okay. So when you're in an accident, what happens is the airbag goes off.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Adele, like an inflatable pillow of Adele.
So she just gives you a hug when you...
Yeah, and then on the impact, so as it goes off, you... Hello from the outside.
And that's like a little warning
song? Because as you want to be comforted. Do you know, like, that's a very stressful, high emotional time. Imagine if it went off, Adele cuddled you and sung you an Adele song.
You know, your idea's a little crazy, but I'm glad to see you getting emotionally invested into Adele.
I am, man.
Okay, Mr. Robinson.
Yep.
You've been trying to convince Carly of a couple of things of late. You've shared this with us. You want puppies?
Yep.
You also want a new baby.
I want a new baby.
Another one. Like,
another
you want three. You like the ones you've got. You just want more.
Well, and here's the thing. I believe in the power of radio.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I could leverage some of the radio resources that I have here to maybe push her over the line. And so I played a bit of a joke on her.
Prank her, okay? Yep. Here's what happened.
Okay. So you can hear me all right. Can you just give me a level check, babe?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, a little bit more.
Hello.
Just.
What do you want me to do?
Just, hey, okay, babe, factory, what's going on?
Hey.
No, that sounds pretty good. Okay.
Okay.
So basically what it is it, I'm just going to get like mums to talk about things that they like about their kids, okay? And yeah. Then we're just going to record down those Vox Pops and it'll be, what is going on here?
What is going on there?
Okay, just can you hold on a second? I just gotta grab Ali. Can I quickly put you on hold?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on a second.
There's always hope. 1032.
With the federal government encouraging people to make babies, Hopeland has started Push for a Third. Why stop at two when a third kid could be just 9 months away? Most studies show that third kids are pretty straightforward and require hardly any work at all. Plus, most women in their 30s hardly need any sleep at all. It's just science. That's why we here at Hopeland say, push for a third. Go on, push! And breathe.
Hope 1032.
Sorry, babe. I'm back. There's just issues with Zeta here. What's up?
You're so sneaky.
What are you laughing about?
You know exactly what I'm laughing about.
No, I had to jump out.
I'm
the
like laughing and crying.
What's the issue? I had to jump out and check something with Ali. It's okay. The system's back up and running.
Yeah, sure.
Are you good for these Vox Pops? Do you mind if I use this? Because it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Is it okay? Can I pretty please use it? I spent a lot of time putting together this prank.
Yes, you did. You spent a lot of time. How long does it take you?
It took me most of yesterday putting it together.
Oh, so that's what you paid to do, is it?
Thought it'd be fun. I thought I'd use the station to see if I could influence my wife. Didn't work.
So far, she's still saying no by the sounds of it.
Yeah, and I'm sleeping on the couch. Great times. You know what time it is?
Yeah, it is. Yeah! Feel good Friday. 1-300-40-2020. We are celebrating your win for the week. This point comes in the morning where we just need to say, hey, what was really the good bit? What was your win?
Hopeland, I can see you right now. 1-300-40-2020. What is your win for the week for this Feel Good Friday?
You can also jump on the text line 0448-40-2020. Yeah, what was yours?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
It was my birthday this week and I got to celebrate in style.
With?
Well, here at the station, my wife and kids at home. It's really been a week-long festivity.
You actually got quite a couple, quite a few packets of donuts.
It's been amazing.
Good morning, Lucas. What are you celebrating for Feel Good Friday?
It's my birthday this Sunday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday, dear Lucas. Happy birthday to you.
Bad for your Friday. Well, how old are you turning, Lucas?
8.
Oh,
congratulations.
That's only a couple of single-digit birthdays left. Are you doing anything special?
I'm having a birthday party at Starting Blocks.
Wow. Ooh. That's kind of weird because did you see any invitations there, Laura? I guess we're not.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Morning,
congratulations.
Doug.
Good morning.
Hello. What are you celebrating for Feel Good Friday?
I've just been accepted to run in the Commonwealth Games Torch for Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Because didn't you, Doug, you called us a couple of weeks ago, I think, and you were like up for the nomination,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. The nomination, yeah. And I've been accepted.
Brilliant.
Congratulations.
That's huge news.
Morning, Claudia.
Good morning.
Hello. What are you celebrating?
I'm going to Gold Class to see Beauty and the Beast for my birthday.
Yeah. Oh,
happy birthday. How old are you?
7, but it was
7
weeks ago.
Whoa, but that's okay. All right.
That's still pretty good for a celebration, though.
You get to celebrate, like, birthday, week, month, year, if you like.
Well,
so,
I always feel like with birthdays, too, there's, like, residue birthday celebrations.
7 years old, getting to go to Gold Class. That is pretty
classy.
Cool. Congrats, Claudia. 1-300-40-2020, celebrating Feel Good Friday with your wins for the week. Hello, Emma. What are you celebrating?
My cross country.
Oh, Oh, yeah? What about it?
It got cancelled.
Yeah. Yes. How come you didn't want to do cross country?
Because I didn't get enough time to practice running.
Yeah, no, that's fair true. Enough. Yeah. I'm thinking wet weather was probably your saving grace.
I was always pretty pumped when it got cancelled.
We used to do the same, but one of my friends had a portable little radio that we used to bring on cross country, and we would just, like, dance our way
just
to the finish line.
Just have a jam session. Nice.
It's pretty good. Hello, Courtney. What are you celebrating for Feel Good Friday?
I'm celebrating that I got a merit award in assembly for good work in library.
Oh, well done.
Good work in library. What are your favourite books at the moment?
Probably history books.
Now, Courtney, for good work in a library, did you have to tell anyone to be quiet because they were making too much noise?
Yeah.
Can you give me your best keep it down, please?
Shh.
Oh, that's good. I'm so sorry.
Hello, Michelle. What are you celebrating?
We're celebrating going to see Boss Baby last night. We loved it. Thank you so much.
Oh.
And our school fair tomorrow, Pacific Hills Christian School.
Wow. Nice. Okay, well, good to have you along last night. Thank you for coming. Really. And have fun at the school fair.
Thank you.
All right.
And hey to the guys in the background. Happy Feel Good Friday. All right, let's finish with Burr. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. What are you celebrating?
I'm celebrating that I finally finished my assignment because I'm a procrastinator and I finished it on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome, Burr. Let's have a little talk about this. What was the last time? So in terms, because I always finish my assignments real early. How late were you up last night finishing this assignment?
I'm not too sure. I think 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to... That's a pretty late night for a school
good.
Night.
Yeah.
But at least, you mean, you got the work done. Well done.
Congratulations.
Just revel in the feeling of finishing something by the deadline.
And feeling good this Friday.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Always love me a Feel Good Friday. Just take it down like a notch.
Total face melter. Come on, it was great.
Face melting is down a notch, I guess. All right, we'll take what we can get. Subscribe to the podcast, though. Make sure you don't miss next week's episode. We're trying to achieve 100% five-star stars ratings.
Yeah, that'd be great. So can you give us a rating? Because we love a good rating.
But only if it's 5. But actually, if it's like 4, you're allowed.
Yeah, that's okay.
We encourage crowd participation. And you know what? Our producer told us to tell you to join a medieval society, a soccer club. Both of these things sound unusual to me, but it means you've got more friends to share the podcast with.
Hooray!
You don't sound enthusiastic about that.
Well, I guess I do like turkey legs. So I could get into like a medieval club, I guess.
Just hit subscribe, share it with the people you love, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
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 Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen. We're not doing this again. Just stop.
Bonjour. No, that's hello.
Achoo.
Bonsoir.
Mahala. Mahalo. Oh, that was meant to be Hawaiian.
Someone needs to hit stop. Stop. Now.
Bye. Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan. 6 till 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.